Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay, baby. The favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with the REI Radio Network, honey. Now, y'all already know we all have over 100,000 monthly network visitors that visit this site, baby. And today, my people, today, y'all know him as the one, the only, Glorious Ace. And y'all already know he's been in the building before, so we're going to welcome him one more time. What's good with you, baby?
Oh, I'm doing good. Feel great.
I'm glad to hear it, and I'm glad we got you on the line this good time. Now, I actually got a chance to listen to both your joints that you have out right now, one of them being Rocket Ship. Now, I know there's a lot of people that haven't heard that, you know what I mean? So I want you to talk to them about where they can find it and how you came up with that joint.
I got the beat from the producer. It was called Rocket Ship. And I was trying to think, okay, what the hell I'm going to talk about on this song? And I just said, oh, and it just popped in my head, you know, what am I doing now? You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking. So I just wrote, you know what I'm saying, a song, you know what I'm saying, as a smoke song that you chill with, dance with, vibe to, you know what I'm saying? And I described it as a female, if they listen to the lyrics.
Oh, that's
so
original.
Came out a little different than your usual smoke song.
Now, I like that because, you know what I'm saying, cats be so obvious with it. There's really no, you know, no thought process in a lot of the, you know, things. It just is what it is, you know. They come out with things and it's not very creative. So I appreciate the fact that you even, you know, took that step to even think about it on a different level and convey it in a different way. Like, that say a lot about you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Now, for my people out there, y'all already know your girl's going to give you a little bit of information. And this cat right here is coming up out of Cleveland. You feel me? You know the people that come up out of there. People like Kid Cudi, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Bobby Womack. So knowing, like, these names, like, does that put any, like, pressure on you to, like, want to step up and, you know, be the next hottest thing coming up out of there? Because I know we got, Alina Baraz that just came out from Cleveland, Ohio, and she's doing amazing things.
Yeah, you know what, it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You want to be, you know, the next hot thing, you know what I'm saying, in a city like Cleveland. It's really kind of hard to break out. So if you're able to break out, you usually be able to do pretty good. Or at least have a good established name in the business coming from a city like Cleveland. It's a little pressure. It's a little hard, but I haven't given up.
No doubt. Now, I have saw that, you know, Coast to Coast was up your way quite often. Like, is that platform something that you have ever considered, like, being a part of?
Yeah, actually, I have. I get a lot of emails from Coast to Coast. They always send me emails that they accept my music, want me to do a show. I mean, I am planning on doing some things with them, you know, saying this spring between April and May. Definitely.
Okay. Well, you need to keep us updated.
I've been doing a lot of acting shows. I don't mean to cut you off. I do a lot of after shows. It will be nice to do something different. I am looking forward to working with Coast to Coast, no doubt.
Yeah. And we're going to be looking out for that because, you know, I got there's a cat, you know, that lives down that way, you know what I mean, who, you know, I know personally. And, you know, I myself have been up that way to rock with Coast to Coast. And it seems to be beneficial, especially for the networking situation, you know what I mean, and for promotion. So, you know, you get in there, and we definitely going to be looking out for you on that one.
Oh, I appreciate that. Performing is actually probably my best talent, probably even more than recording music in the studio. I'll be dope.
Okay.
I like how Coast to Coast, you know what I'm saying, you know, film package, and you're able to market your show that's been recorded. So I think that's a good thing. That'll give people opportunity to see how I perform. Maybe I'll be able to sell more tickets.
Yes. You know, people like to go ahead and sample the goods before they buy. So that's like the perfect opportunity to make sure it's in a professional, nice and neat package to get it out to them to get more shows.
Right, absolutely.
Now, staying on the subject of, you know, what people are good at, you know, what you're good at and, you know, what you're better at. Like, a lot of cats out here, you know, they want to be the next one to blow. They want everybody to look at, you know, the things that they're doing. But, you know, I feel like it's a good thing for people to know, you know, where you think you can step up on or your places that you feel like you're falling short at. And it's good for, you know, people to go ahead and put that in, you know, put that out there so they can see it for themselves and to address it. So is there anything right now that you feel like, you know, you see that you can step it up on and that you're working on or you put it in the blueprints to work on?
Well, me, I need to step up on marketing and promotion. I mean, my music and all this can be better. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not satisfied with everything I record and everything I put out. Sometimes I think it's really dope, and then after a while, I say, yeah, I should have done this way. I should have took a little bit more time to mix this track this way. I mean, that's never going to change. But I would like to be able to, you know, step up some kind of way with more marketing, promotion, you know, get my music, you know what I'm saying, more out there. So maybe I can, you know, take my music to the, you know, say to the next level, you know, say so be more thorough, you know, just remembering like, hey, I had this interview today,
yeah.
You know, and I forgot. So I need to step up, you know, on things of that aspect, you know, just remembering, okay, this is what I got to do. This is what I need to do to get my music heard. This is what I need to do to get my music, you know what I'm saying, on the only hip-hop station, you know what I'm saying, in Cleveland. It's like it's things I need to do to be able to step up to get my music more out there.
And, see, I respect that. I really do. I really do because I did see on Twitter that you are, you know, you're on Pandora and things like that, and you have put it out there. You know, it's not easy to get on there, and people want to know how to, you know, get their stuff on certain platforms that, you know, to just DM you. So in the same, you know, respect, you know, all y'all that's listening out there right now, you know what I'm saying, if you got any, you know, thing that you want to let him know when it comes to these venues or how to keep an order or the radio stations he needs to be on, share alike. You feel me? You're like, he's putting it out there. My boy Glorious Ace is not. He's not selfish in anything, baby. But y'all need to go ahead and hit him up. Shit, like I said, share alike. Each one teach one. Reach out, you know what I'm saying? And I love you for the fact that you even put that out there because most cats ain't thinking about nobody else. But the fact that you are even trying to just put it out there, like, you got a question about how to get on these platforms, hit your boy up. Like, I feel like that is such an awesome trait to have, and you're doing it selflessly. So my hat is off to you for that one.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that because I always tell people about, you know, radio pushers, and a lot of people make music, and they're doing it for a hobby. They say that they're serious about it in their heart. And you tell them where to go, what to do, then they don't do it, you know. So it's almost like it's a hobby, like they're recording music for fun, which is okay, but I would like to do it for a career where I don't have to punch in at 9 to 5 and just get on the plane, go to City City and just, you know, and rock the show. That's my dream.
Oh, definitely. I know that's right. And you definitely working your way up to it because you're definitely doing some things that cats ain't doing. And for y'all that don't know what he's doing, I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out on that twitter.com/SIRACE2611. Then you can also see what he got going on that instagram.com/THEGLORIOUSACE, baby. Keep up on what he's doing. Follow him, and he will follow you back. So I want to talk to you real quick about your joint that you got on iTunes right now called Stop Playing featuring Boca. Like, stop playing with me. Like, that joint is a good joint.
Yeah.
Like, I went ahead and shared that on our Dream Hustle Win fan page, Facebook page, you know what I'm saying, just to give people a little taste. Like, so talk to us about that one.
You know what, that's all it is. Baca's like a young little DJ. He's not really a rapper, but he's like one of the local DJs, you know, that DJs at, you know, all over the city and different places. And, you know, he spins our music. But anyway, the song came from him and his relationship with his ex-girlfriend. I said, I want to feature him on the song. The song wasn't supposed to be called Stop Playing. The song was supposed to be a brag track. you know what I'm saying, you know, like how you fake it before you make it, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be talking about money and things. And, no, I want to talk about this chick, you know what I'm saying? She need to stop playing games with me. I said, no, well, that's a good idea. So we just put it together like that.
Okay.
That was his vision song. And I said, oh, Lord, I said, oh, no, this is dope. I got to use this one.
Got
that's
you,
what
got
it's about.
And I love
this song
that.
About, you know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just love the fact that, you know, this was somebody else's vision. And the way it came about, you know what I'm saying, it you can't tell whose vision it is. It's just rocking.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really like that song myself.
Definitely, definitely. For all my people out there and for all you artists that's looking to go ahead and find somebody that's different with a whole new style that you ain't probably heard, I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out again at twitter.com/SIRACE2611. Then you can check him out on that Instagram.com/TheGloriousAce. You know what I'm saying? But all y'all out there, if y'all looking to get that work, baby, I'm going to need you to get a hold of him on his good old email. That is SIRON@gmail.com. Look, if y'all looking for that work, you a videographer, get at him. If you a photographer, get at him. If you are an engineer or a producer, y'all already know what to do. Get with my boy, and he going to get with you. Now, we always want to make sure that we're showing, you know what I'm saying, love to the team members that you rock with, you know what I'm saying, because we don't got a lot of time. I do got a whole other, you know, person we got to get to. But we want to make sure we're always showing them some love, you know what I'm saying, and I know you're going to get with me on another podcast where we got some more time, baby. But we want to show your people
yes.
some love, so go on and give me some shouts out real quick.
I'd like to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to my partner, Image. You know what I'm saying? I've been a shout out to my mentor, you know what I'm saying, world champion, Baca, and then Tuffy. I like just to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, anybody, all my fans that listen to my music. I appreciate everyone. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Like I said, people, if y'all forgot where to find my boy at, I'm gonna press rewind on this one time. And y'all make sure y'all looking out for the next interview, but we got more time to spread all this love across the line, honey, on that good old Dream Hustle Win Facebook page. You feel me? I want to give everybody a what's up and much love, you know what I'm saying, to everybody out there in Cleveland that's rocking with my boy, you know what I mean? Y'all make sure y'all check him up with me and him on the next interview so we can get it live, you feel me? This has been your girl, Lizay, baby. Dream Hustle Win podcast interview with Glorious Ace himself. Like I said, watch out for that next one, honey, because we're going to keep it to you, baby. Now, I want you to go ahead and send us off, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to get up on chill.
Yeah, I'd like to send us out with anybody check out me on iTunes and Spotify on my on record ship. But plus, I got a new EP coming out called I Got to Get Mine. It'll be out in the next 2 weeks. Peace.
One time for the one time and deuces.